ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Professor Eugene Finkel. His new book is Intent to Destroy, Russia's 200-year quest to dominate Ukraine. The war in Ukraine now, a tragedy for Europe. In 1940, a young man named Israel Finkel changes his name to Lev and joins the Russian army bravely and goes off to war for several years. Eugene's grandfather. Grandfather or great-grandfather, Professor?
Grandfather.
And a demonstration that though he was Jewish, though he was from Galicia, which is back and forth between Poland's empire and the Russian empire, he fights nobly for the Russian Great Patriotic War. That is important to fix because the imperial project had periods of peak and periods of valley. We're probably in the valley of valleys right now. Your grandfather, what was his relation to Moscow? How did he think of Moscow, Professor?
Well, for, you know, first 20-something years of his life, he had absolutely no relations to Moscow. He grew up, he was born in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. He grew up in Poland. He didn't speak a word of Russian until he was drafted into the Red Army. And his story is not unique, right? We talk about Ukraine and Russia, but there is also a part of Ukraine which was not part of the Russian Empire until relatively late, until World War II, essentially. And that's the Western Ukraine, Galicia area around Lviv, which was part of the Polish Kingdom and then Austro-Hungarian Empire. But the majority of the population in this area were Ukrainians. And when Russian Empire, Austrians, and the Prussians partitioned Poland, almost all of Ukraine went to the Russian Empire, and the Russians then could use their policies of Russification and forced assimilation, and also quite a lot of violence and repression to, you know, to push their vision of those people as Russians on Ukrainians on the ground. That's why we have the statue of Khmelnytsky and the inscription that you mentioned, you know, making sure that those people remember that they're Russians. Then Galicia, which was a relatively small part of, you know, piece of land, goes to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which is very different. There, the guiding principle is not assimilation, but tolerance. So Ukrainian speakers there, you know, can speak their language. They're not repressed. They can have their parties, and they start using this freedom also to, you know, smuggle political ideas to the rest of Ukraine, which threatens St. Petersburg and its control of Ukraine. They fear Ukrainian nationalism. They see this small region, Galicia, Western Ukraine, as kind of, you know, Ukrainian Piedmont. So, you know, outlying area that will go on and take Ukraine from them, like Piedmont did in the case of Italy and unite all of Ukraine. They want to fix this problem. And that, surprisingly, is one of the key reasons for World War I. You know, we talk about World War I as mostly, you know, French, German competition over colonies, Russian and Austrian fight over the Balkans. But if you go to the Russian archives and what the Russian think, for them, the key threat is actually not the Balkans. It's this small region called Galicia, and they go to war, which eventually becomes World War I, to get control over this region and to turn those people into Russians as well. They don't succeed. You know, they occupied Galicia for almost a year during World War One, but eventually get kicked out. Russian Empire collapses, but in 1939 they try again. Stalin and Hitler decide to divide Poland, and the key condition of this division is that area that is now Western Ukraine goes to Moscow, and that's how, out of the blue, my family becomes Soviet citizens without anyone asking them.
Well, speaking of land, if you look at the map, you'll understand rivers tend to run north to south. And there are several rivers that dominate this landscape. But we're looking at an easy invasion route into Russia. And that is a great concern. The professor makes it very clear that Moscow's anxiety is about two things about Ukraine. Identity, we've talked about that. Are you Russian? Are you Ukrainian? The Ukrainians say, we're Ukrainians. The Russians say, no, you're Little Russia. And security. The Germans knew that the route into Russia included the Ukraine version. And all of that becomes important between that statue in 1888 and Eugene's, the professor's grandfather in 1940. We need to touch on, however, what happens in between. Professor, the revolution is a profound change for the whole world. At the same time, it's a change for Ukraine. But at first, it didn't seem to touch the people of Kyiv. It was far away. Is that correct? We have about a minute, and then we'll turn to the details.
Absolutely, yeah. 1917, Russian Empire collapses. And since there is a dysfunction and collapse in the state center, people in the Kyiv decide that maybe it's the opportunity to go their own way. And that's how the first Ukrainian state gets established. It didn't survive long. It was too weak, but it was there.
Yes, let's start with the first Ukrainian state. The book is intent to destroy Russia's 200-year quest to dominate Ukraine. When we come back, the Civil War. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.